This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Future. My name is Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We're talking AI, startups, the future, humanity, and many more. I'm really excited this week, folks. I'm really super excited. Oh, by the way, this is show number 965. I haven't been doing show numbers for a while and decided I'd start again. Everything old is new again. So today, I'm really excited, folks. I'm super excited because this is the week. This is the week my magnum opus, 10xu.us, launches. It launches sometime this week, at the end of the week, the Friday of this week. And I've prepared a ton of amazing content to put out there. And if you haven't subscribed yet, check it out, 10xu.us. So in our sister publication, AIDaily.us, AI Daily, where I do breaking news of the day curated by humans, read by robots, read by ChatGPT, or whatever service I use, curated by humans. There was an article, a very interesting article, about careers and what people today, Gen Z specifically, want to do in a career. Now, when I was growing up, it was pretty easy to determine what a successful career would be. It would be, let's see, I think it was your parents wanted you to be either a doctor or a lawyer, or my dad was saying real estate agent because, you know, you gotta live somewhere. And don't do for computers. Computers are a fad. Get into real estate. And of course, since I lived in Canada, the other very viable profession was hockey player. That's right, folks, hockey player. Lawyer, doctor, and hockey player. Now, the odds of becoming a lawyer are not too bad. The odds of becoming a doctor are a little bit higher, but the odds of becoming a hockey player, a successful hockey player who makes as much as one of those aforementioned doctors or lawyers does, is pretty slim. Pretty slim. So the very slim chance that me, myself, and I could become a hockey player. I mean, I have played hockey. I played hockey in the past, but I don't think I'm at the talent level of somebody who could become a star hockey player. So that was the careers of the past. Doctor, lawyer, hockey player. I'm sure here in the States it's basketball star or something like that. So it's a sports star. It was doctor, lawyer, sports star. I mean, hardly anybody thought about salespeople or real estate agents because they thought, well, you know, it's a little too money grabbing. We want something that's so we can be both rich and famous. Yay! So times have changed, my friends. Times have changed from the times that people wanted to be doctors and lawyers and sports stars. Now, everyone wants to be an influencer. That's right, folks, an influencer. So a full, like say, near 50%, I think it was like 44, 45% of Gen Z are looking at being an influencer as a career. And I thought to myself, wow, that's fantastic. Isn't that a great career to have? But if you ask me, it's almost as difficult as being a hockey player. I mean, how much more difficult is it to be an influencer than it is to be a hockey player? Well, first of all, we're a hockey player. You actually have to have the physical propensity to be able to play hockey. You have to have a talent to play hockey. You have to have a physical talent and a mental talent to be able to play hockey. Right? But as an influencer, what do you need to be an influencer? Well, first of all, you got to look good, right? I mean, you've got to look really good. Only the good-looking influencers are the ones who do well in the field. Now, what else? You have to have a compelling story. You have to have something that draws people to your story. What is it about you that's so interesting that people will want to tune in and see what you do? Right? And then when you think about influencing, who are you influencing and how are you influencing them? Because if you think about how influencers make money, they basically do it with sponsorships. And they need to have somebody who has a big audience, or in cases of micro-influencers, obviously there's lots of micro-influencers out there, probably like me, who have a certain kind of audience, and advertisers can go to those people for that particular kind of audience. So, sounds easy, right? Sounds super simple to become an influencer. And people see influencers, it's kind of like the same thing that happened when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I would see hockey players, and we'd go, wow, I would love to be like that guy. Look how much money he's making. Look how much fun he's having. I don't know if it's fun to play hockey, you know, get pucks in the face and stuff like that. But you could look at these sports stars and go, yeah, that's the life for me, man. You know, I can be surrounded by chicks or guys, and people would be looking up to me, and I would be a role model, and money would just be rolling in. So maybe that's what people are thinking about when they become an influencer. Now, the problem with becoming an influencer is twofold. Actually, it's manyfold, but let's talk about a couple of different things that are problems with becoming influencers. First of all, the path to becoming an influencer, to actually become someone who can distribute their content on the internet, is super easy. Anybody can do it, even me. Anybody can go online, grab their phone, and on pretty much any service, whether it be X or Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, on any of these services, they can create videos, because most influencers do use videos to be able to promote themselves on the screen. So the distribution is not a problem. It used to be a problem to get your word out. So let's say you wanted to be an influencer, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, pre-Facebook. Then it'd be very difficult, right? There were no social networks available for you to be able to distribute your message. And YouTube was a strong distributor that democratized the distribution of content. So once YouTube came out, and once all these other social media came out, and they're all going in the same direction, folks, they're all doing the short vertical media, vertical videos, and even LinkedIn is getting in on the game. But I digress. So what I'm trying to say is that it's really easy to distribute your content. But the tough part is, because there's so many people who are already distributing content, there's so many people who are already out there putting content out there, that it's almost impossible to be heard above the din. Attention is the new coin of the realm, and you need to do something to grab people's attention. So the first question you should ask yourself if you want to be an influencer is, what do I do that's so different, that's so unique, that's so outrageous that people will want to listen to me? I'm not telling you not to become an influencer. I'm just saying it's a very hard path, almost as hard as becoming a hockey player or a basketball star. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.